This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli appreciates Nepal Army's role in fight against novel coronavirus. Prime Minister urges Nepal Army and other security agencies to maintain mutual cooperation to overcome possible pandemics in future as well. Health Ministry establishes COVID-19 crisis management centers across 77 districts to prevent and control the coronavirus. President Vidyadevi Bhandari holds telephone conversation with the UK Queen Elizabeth II and wishes for a speedy recovery of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And WHO rejects US President Trump's criticism for not providing early information about coronavirus. WHO chief calls for ending politicization of COVID-19. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has appreciated the role played by the Nepal Army in the fight against novel coronavirus. The Prime Minister said in a message sent to the newly commissioned officer cadets completing officer cadet basic course at the Nepali Military Academy, Khawipati, Bhaktapur. A total of 132 cadets, including four foreign nationals, completed the 48th batch of the course yesterday. In his message, PM Oli directed the Nepal Army and other security agencies to maintain mutual cooperation and remain cautious to overcome the difficult, different kinds of possible pandemics in the future as well. The Ministry of Health and Population has established COVID-19 Crisis Management Centers, CCMC, across the 77 districts to prevent and control the coronavirus. The Ministry has also formulated a work procedure needed for policy-level management of the coronavirus prevention, control and treatment methods. Speaking at a regular media briefing organized at the Health Ministry yesterday, spokesperson at the Ministry, Dr. Vikas Devkota, informed that the work procedure was formulated for managing personal protective equipment, PPE, infection prevention, control and treatment, and dead body from the virus infection. Dr. Devkota also informed that 2,366 samples have been tested for coronavirus so far. He further said 12 persons in the Kathmandu Valley and 122 persons outside the Kathmandu Valley have been receiving treatment in isolation wards. The Health Ministry has informed that the medical teams deputed in Kailali and Kanchipur have collected 198 swab samples via rapid test method. The ministry further informed that 802 swab samples have been collected in Assam, Jumla and Surakhet districts. The ministry spokesperson, Dr. Devkota, stated that 8,580 persons are in quarantine across the country. President Vidyadevi Bhandari held a telephone conversation with the UK Queen Elizabeth II yesterday and wished for speedy health recovery of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. UK Prime Minister Johnson is receiving treatment in the intensive care unit of London-based St. Thomas Hospital for coronavirus. According to the Secretariat of the President, President Bhandari stressed on the global unity to fight against the coronavirus pandemic, calling 200-year-long relationship between Nepal and the UK. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli held a telephone conversation yesterday with the Deputy Prime Minister for the Council of Ministers in Oman, Syed Fahd bin Muhammad Al Said, regarding safety of Nepali workers there. In a tweet yesterday, PM Oli mentioned that he has been assured that Nepali nationals working in Oman will continue receiving protection and support of the government of Oman. The government has further tightened the southern border points of the country to minimize the risk of COVID-19 infection with people entering through the porous border. Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa shared that additional teams of armed police force have been deployed to also keep a check on pathways from where people might enter Nepal from India. Spokesperson at the Armed Police Force Nepal, Praveen Kumar Shrestha, said that a border observation point has been established in every 2 kilometers of the border in the south. Earlier, border observation point was established in every 16 to 17 kilometers. Approximately 2 billion rupees has been collected in the Coronavirus Infection Prevention and Treatment Fund as of yesterday. Spokesperson at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of the Ministers, Rajendra Podel informed that 1,802.9 million rupees has been collected in the fund. He further informed that the fund received 27.1 million rupees yesterday. The National Planning Commission is to carry out a study to assess the impact of the coronavirus on the country's economy. The National Planning Commission Vice Chair, Professor Dr. Pushpa Raj Kondel, informed that the Commission is consulting with government bodies and other concerned stakeholders for the study. He further informed that the Commission has held discussions with the Finance Ministry and High Level Coordination Committee to review the implementation status of the annual targets set by programs, budget and monetary policy of the government. The state-owned Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has decided to sell full liquefied petroleum gas LPG cylinders from coming Sunday. Yesterday's meeting of the Board of Directors of the NOC took the decision to open the sale of full cylinder weighing 14.2 kg. NOC spokesperson Bint Murray Upadhyay shared that the LPG companies will be allowed to fill LPG cylinders to the full from Thursday. Federal ministers assigned to coordinate states organized talks yesterday with the Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Dhakal on finding ways to prevent and control coronavirus. The minister, who has been delegated responsibility to coordinate with the... Please listen it again. The minister, who has been designated responsibility to coordinate with the state government to control and prevent the infection, apprised Minister Dhakal of the situation in the respective states. Present on the occasion were Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management, Basanta Nyingma, Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Padma Kumari Ariel, and Minister from Drinking Water and Sanitation, Bina Magar. During the meeting, Minister Dhakal shared about the efforts underway to prevent and control the virus and preparation to increase swab testing capacity. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबु
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबु
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटिसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back to the news. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal can inform international aviation service providers mid-19 flights from Tribhuvan International Airport still yesterday since 23rd March. They were chartered flights with some cargo flights. Can spokesperson Rajkumar Chetri said over 3,000 foreign returned home via some flights during lockdown. The Qatar Airways had made the highest 9 flights, followed by 4 flights by the national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Company and 1 flight each by Korean, Malaysian, Etihad, Czech Republican and Titan Airways. They carried people from mainly European countries and from New Zealand, Malaysia and the US back to their homes. The flights were managed by the embassies of respective countries. The government is to double the coronavirus testing capacity following the demand from the states and districts. The current capacity in a total of 10 laboratories doing the test in 3,000 tests per day across the country. According to Public Health Advisor at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Kim Karki, this will be expanded through installation, upgrading and addition of the real-time polymerase chain reaction PCR kit in government-owned as well as private-run health institutions. Presently, tests are taking place in 10 locations outside Kathmandu. The Pathology Advisory Committee of the Ministry is carrying out a study to add more machines to those locations as well. The Advisory Committee, led by Dr. Gunaraj Lohane, is carrying out study and consultation on establishment of laboratories, developing protocol, human resource management and quality of goods. Now on to some international updates. The head of the World Health Organization, WHO, has urged unity as the agency comes under continued fire from US President Donald Trump. Speaking on Wednesday, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus defended the WHO's work and called for an end to the politicization of COVID-19. Trump said he would consider ending US funding for the UN agency. Tedros has now dismissed the comments, insisting the WHO is close to every nation and it is colorblind. Iran has urged the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to approve a $5 billion emergency loan to help fight the coronavirus as its death toll passed 4,000. Ethiopia has declared a state of emergency in the country to help curb the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. Home to almost 110 million people, Ethiopia has recorded 55 coronavirus cases and 2 deaths till this date. The global death toll from the coronavirus has surpassed 88,400, while infection cases have jumped 1.51 million. Coronavirus epicenter, the US, has witnessed more than 14,700 deaths, where infection cases have surpassed 429,000. Italy has recorded more than 17,600 deaths, while Spain has confirmed more than 14,700 deaths from the coronavirus. India has reported 178 deaths, while infection has neared to 6,000. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern and central hill regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds or lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the eastern and central hill regions towards this afternoon. Now temperature and humidity in the Kathmandu Valley recorded in the last 24 hours. Maximum temperature 28.8 degrees Celsius. Minimum temperature 11.6 degrees Celsius, humidity 83%, sunrise was at 5:45 a.m, sunset will be at 6:26 p.m. With this, we have nearly come to the end of the news from Region of Alpudisa, but before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli appreciates Nepal Army's role in fight against coronavirus. Prime Minister urges Nepal Army and other security agencies to maintain mutual coordination to overcome possible pandemics in future as well. Health Ministry establishes COVID-19 crisis management centers across 77 districts to prevent and control the coronavirus. President Bidya Devi Bhandari holds telephone conversation with the UK Queen Elizabeth II and wishes for a speedy recovery of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And WHO rejects US President Donald Trump's criticism for not providing early information about coronavirus. WHO chief calls for ending politicization of COVID-19. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. And next English bulletin will be at in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.